This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since last April, a civil war in Sudan has forced millions from their homes. The fighting has driven many to neighboring countries, but some refugees are now looking further afield. Canada is one of the few countries to offer reunification arrangements for people from Sudan who have immediate family in our neighbor to the north. The BBC's Priya Sippy reports.
Saida Hassan, a 58-year-old woman, recently made a 200-mile journey through central Sudan. She was traveling with her mother and brother.
The journey was truly exhausting and very difficult. Travel tickets were expensive. There were checkpoints along the way, and we were excessively searched and interrogated by the army.
But they were determined to reach Atbara. It's one of the only few places in Sudan where passports are still issued. Saida's mother and brother need passports because they have been given a chance to escape the war. Last month, the Canadian government announced it would give permanent residency for up to 3,250 Sudanese nationals who have immediate family in Canada. But the pathway to Canada is complicated. Sudanese Canadians hoping to sponsor a close relative must earn a minimum of $27,514 or have $9,900 in savings. Rania Elfil, a Canadian citizen who helps to run an association representing Sudanese Canadian communities, says this will be a challenge for many.
Since the war in Sudan started in April, a lot of people here have been supporting their families, and that basically depleted and affected their savings.
Canada also requires a biometric and security screening and medical checkup to enter the country. But many of Sudan's services have been affected by the war. Aya, a 34-year-old Sudanese-Canadian citizen, has been living in Ontario for the past 23 years. She says finding enough money to both support her family and bring them over is causing her significant stress.
Most of us are spending all of our personal finances. We've taken on multiple jobs just to be able to do the humanitarian work that Canada should be at the very forefront in.
Aya believes the Canadian government should do more.
One, they need to remove this financial restriction, and they certainly need to increase the number of people they're allowing into Canada.
In response to these concerns, the Canadian government told the BBC that the financial requirements of the program are modelled on the same minimum income requirement used for other family reunification programs. 6,000 miles away from Ontario, Saida passes the time by walking around the small, quiet neighborhood where she is staying in Atbara. She is hoping her mother and brother's passports will be ready soon. Then the family can submit their documents when the process to go to Canada opens in February.